I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. The UN Security Council is expected to hold closed-door meetings Monday on the situation in Syria following the lightning advance by rebels that ousted President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, the Kremlin has confirmed Syria's former President al-Assad is in Moscow with his family after Russia granted them asylum on humanitarian grounds, and a deal has been done to ensure the safety of Russian military bases in Syria. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
It all began hours earlier on Sunday when rebel fighters raced into Damascus unopposed, ending nearly six decades of the Assad family's iron-fisted rule after a lightning advance that reversed the course of a 13-year civil war that has killed hundreds of thousands and displaced millions. The fall of Assad's government is a major blow to the influence of Russia and Iran in the region and marks one of the biggest turning points in the Middle East for generations. Russia's foreign ministry said Sunday that Assad had left the country after giving orders for a peaceful handover of power. Jubilant supporters of the revolt crowded Syrian embassies around the world. Assad's fall could allow millions of refugees scattered for more than a decade in camps across Turkey, Lebanon, and Jordan to finally return home. But many questions about Syria's future remain.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden reacted Sunday to the collapse of Bashar al-Assad's regime. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports.
From the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden addressed the collapse of the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria by a rebel offensive.
This regime brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians. The fall of the regime is a fundamental act of justice. It's a moment of historic opportunity for the long-suffering people of Syria.
Biden also outlined several steps the U.S. plans to take in light of the changes on the ground, including working closely with regional allies. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Israel continued its war in Gaza against the militant group Hamas overnight with strikes that killed several people. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Palestinian medical officials said on Monday that Israeli strikes in the central Gaza Strip overnight killed at least six people, including one woman. Among the dead were Raed Gabayan, who was released from Israeli detention in 2014, according to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital, where many of the casualties were taken. He was killed, along with his wife, when an Israeli strike hit their tent in the central town of Zawada, the hospital records show. An AP journalist counted the bodies at a hospital morgue in the urban refugee camp of Berej. Mourners held funeral services on Monday morning for the six dead and nine others who were killed in a strike the previous day. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Health officials in Gaza report Israel's offensive has killed over 44,500 Palestinians in Gaza since the start of the war. That toll does not distinguish between fighters and civilians. The war began when Hamas-led militants stormed into southern Israel on October 7, 2023, killing some 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and abducting around 250. South Korea's Justice Ministry has imposed an overseas travel ban on President Sun Yuk-yeol as authorities investigate his allegations of rebellion and other charges in connection with his short-lived declaration of martial law last week. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Yoon's martial law decree, which brought special forces troops into Seoul streets, plunged South Korea into political turmoil. On Saturday, he avoided an opposition-led bid to impeach him, with most governing party lawmakers boycotting a parliamentary vote. But the opposition parties vowed to submit a new impeachment motion against him this week. A Justice Ministry official said Monday that it has banned Yoon from leaving the country following requests by police, prosecutors, and an anti-corruption agency. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A UN report released Monday indicates much of Earth's lands are drying out and damaging the ability of plant and animal life to survive. It found more than three-quarters of the world's land experienced drier conditions in the 50 years from 1970 to 2020 than in the previous 30-year period. The report was released during a UN summit in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where countries have gathered to address the problem, known as desertification, where once fertile lands turn into deserts because of hotter temperatures from human-caused climate change, lack of water, and deforestation. One of the lead authors of the study, Sergio Vicente Serrano, said rising temperatures around the world are the main factor in the phenomenon.
Precipitation is not